Hello and welcome to Are You Connected, episode number 78. It's the 17th of May, 2015. Today I have with me Lois Smetters from Warragul, or Berwick. Which one?
No, Jenny, I live in Warragul.
That's right.
And you're Jenny Ashby.
And I'm Jenny Ashby, and I live in Bendigo.
In Bendigo, and we decided today that it's hard to believe we live in the same state.
Yes.
Because you have ground as hard as rocks.
Yes, I needed a crowbar.
And I have to wear my gum boots at the moment because the ground is so wet and squishy.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. What's worse? I can make mine wet if I get water out and tip on it. Can you make yours That's dry? Right.
No. And if it's this wet now, yeah. I can't imagine what it's going to be like at the end of winter.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, it'll be muddy. It'll turn into mud.
Oh, we'll see about that, won't we?
Yeah, okay. Weather report done.
Done.
So what have you been up to, Jen?
Well, today's Sunday, but it feels like Saturday because it's my first day of being home.
Because you were at school on Saturday.
Yes, Minecraft camp was yesterday. So we had a very busy day. I had 18 kids there yesterday at Minecraft camp.
From all over the place?
We had 1, 2, 3, including my school, there were 4 different schools represented, so that was good.
Oh, that's great.
And they only had 1 week's notice, so it wasn't very big notice for them to come on board. So that was great that, you know, probably 25 would be the maximum number.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice number it was. There was enough for teams, for the team challenge, and not too many that you couldn't get around them all.
So who ran that one, Jenny? Last time I think you had a camp, who did you have come?
Last time we had Tim Wicks come and run our camp, and Tim does the Buddyverse server and runs Minecraft camps around Australia. This time I just did it myself.
Ooh.
But we did cross over to Tim and have a Skype with him at the start of the day, which was really great.
Yep.
Just to touch base and say hello and talk about what we're going to do for the day.
Right, so it was a one-day camp.
A one-day camp from 9:30 to 3:30.
Uh-huh. An extra day of school, basically.
And there all the kids were. And do you know, one of the parents commented to me that she's never seen her boy go to bed so early as he did on Friday night.
So he was ready. It's like Christmas night.
He wanted to go to bed early, and they were trying to keep him up because someone was coming or something, and he was wanting to go to bed early.
Oh, isn't that great?
Isn't that great? Yeah, yes. I mean, you know, every day is a countdown at school. Kids would come up to me, it's only 4 more days to go. And I'm like, yes, it is, isn't it?
So they had a great time.
They had a great time, yes. We start the day with a bit of getting to know you, and we all introduce ourselves, particularly because we've got students from different schools. So that's good. We get to know everybody.
And different ages? What's the oldest there?
I don't know the ages. We didn't even talk about ages, but they were all different ages.
No, were they secondary or were they all primary?
All primary. All primary. Okay. Yeah, they're all primary age. So, yeah, all primary age. Then we move on to writing up some challenges for the day and getting the kids to suggest different ideas. I've got a little bit of an idea, but they've got many more ideas than me. So
they played a lot more than you, I imagine.
That's right. But see, between myself and them, we came up with some great challenges. We had a individual challenge, which we did for the first thing before the first break, where they had to build a house of some sort or a business. Mm-hmm. And in the house they had to have 2 chests with diamonds in them.
Oh.
And they had to have a minimum of 10 blocks and different things like that for the house. And once they also had to have a statue outside their house. They were great, the statues the kids built.
Yeah.
And as they finished and thought they'd finished the challenge, I'd come over and take a photo with my phone.
Yeah.
Which was great. And then I could make some collages and put those on Twitter. And I gave them a raffle ticket. So they got a raffle ticket, and they got a ticket put into the drawer. And we had 4 different raffle ticket draws during the day.
Oh, good. So that was a prize, really. But it was.
Yeah, of course, they got a raffle ticket as they came in the door as well. So everyone was in every draw.
Well, they would have been, wouldn't they? As soon as they finished, they get it. Yeah. So that's the best way to do it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was just added a bit of fun. And I had Minecraft prizes, so that was good.
Yeah, and I see here you've mentioned the top 10 Minecraft songs.
Yes, well, just to have playing as they come in, of course, you have all the 10 top Minecraft songs. There's even Minecraft Gangnam Style, and there's parody of this and parody of that Minecraft style.
Really?
If you look up on YouTube, there are lots. Yep. This is what kids watch. This is their music. these
I
kids.
know. Yeah, they're funny, aren't they?
Yeah, this is their music. So sometimes I have it playing in the Whim Centre on Tuesday's Minecraft Music Day, YouTube.
Okay.
So I'll
Okay.
have YouTube Minecraft on Tuesday in the Whim Centre, and
Oh.
kids will come in and tell me what they'd like to hear, and we put it on and have a head banging time.
Maybe I could introduce some Minecraft songs for our bell, because we have songs from the kids' movies, all the
Yeah.
famous movies, but I'm
Yeah.
sure we could have a little batch of Minecraft songs.
You could, couldn't you? Yeah.
That would very, there's a few kids I know would be very pleased about that.
Yes. And when we had to break for recess, because we have to have our snack breaks,
Yeah,
and
question.
they all brought along their own food and snacks and things, so I didn't really provide that. They were a bit reluctant to leave their computers to go to
Yes,
recess.
yes.
Anyway, they had to, and I said, "Well, you've got to charge them up and put them back in the charging trolleys and whatever." So they did and got their lunch, and we came outside, and they had a good game of chasey and soccer and everything, and actually did a bit more socialising, which was
Yeah,
great.
which is nice, yeah.
Yeah, and then we came in and did the partner challenges, where they built something together with a partner and worked on different things for that. And so that went really well. Then when we went to lunch, it was a different story. I didn't have to talk them into it at all. They
Oh,
all jumped up,
because they'd broken the ice.
and yeah, put and also their laptops were going a bit flat, but they all were really, really looking forward to getting back outside again. So that was
Yeah,
great.
that is good, isn't it?
Yeah,
That's making
because
new friends and
yeah, making new friends and everything.
yeah,
So we
something
went
in
out,
common, and yes.
and it was a beautiful day. A bit
No,
sad.
it has been a nice weekend, hasn't
Yeah, a bit sad to be inside, but it was just so nice when you got out there that it was. If you
Yeah.
imagine if it had been a rainy day,
Yeah.
it was actually good that it was a nice sunny day. So they got out there again at lunchtime and talked together and played together and threw
Yeah. And
goals and all that sort of
these
thing.
are probably kids that will meet again in secondary school.
They will all meet together in
Yeah.
secondary school, probably these kids, yeah, because
Yeah.
we're from the same catchment area.
Yeah, so
And
that's nice.
plus,
That means
they
something.
will meet again in Minecraft
Oh, absolutely.
online, okay, because they all use their Minecraft names, so they'll know who's who now, and they can put a face to the Minecraft person, and just adds that little layer of extra relationship, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's what
Yes,
it's about, isn't it?
yes,
Finding,
yes.
finding people you've got something in common with, and building those relationships, and then taking them outside that Minecraft
Yeah,
environment, I think.
yeah,
Yes.
yeah. And many of the kids who came do have social problems. There were quite a few who had autism that came. So it was great for them, and their parents were really happy and thought it was great to see their kids actually socialising with other kids. So it sort of has two purposes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure it does. It
After
has more than
lunch,
two purposes if
probably
you
more
really
than two,
thought about
yeah,
it.
probably heaps, yeah. After
Yeah.
lunch, we had the team build challenge. And they had to have a minimum of four people in their team. So we had two teams of four and two teams of five.
Right.
And they built things
That's
like the whole day was on Volcano World.
Yeah.
It's an island with a volcano. And I wasn't sure how it was going to go, because I sort of looked through all the worlds on this is Minecraft EDU. On the
Right.
website, it has a whole lot of worlds, and you can look at them and find out what they're about and decide which one you want to download.
Okay.
So I sort of looked at it with some kids, and we decided on this one. And then I wasn't sure because I liked it because it's got big tall trees and sort of mountainous terrain and it's an island.
Yeah.
And anyway, by the end of it, they said, "Can we use that same world next week in Minecraft Club?"
Oh, okay.
They loved it, so that was
Yeah, they've
good.
started it. Yeah, and so now they want to
Yeah.
keep building on it.
But the team challenges, they built things like resorts.
Oh, okay. Entrepreneurial.
Resorts with roller coasters,
Yeah, very
with
entrepreneurial.
restaurants. All sorts of things that they could build in a team, and they just realised in Minecraft really makes you realise how working with a team is so good
It's stronger.
because you can build really big projects.
You can get more done.
Yeah, so it was great. But
Yeah.
I had one of our kids actually lead and be the teacher moderating in Minecraft,
Oh.
so I could be free and roam around and help kids with different problems. And I also got the kids to do a video walkthrough of their team builds.
Yeah.
So I'm gradually getting those up onto the blog as well,
Right, yep.
and you can see their walkthroughs that they've done of their world. So that'll be
That'll be a nice popular blog. People, the kids will be hitting that, I bet.
yes. So you
Yeah.
can head along there, and that'll be in the show notes.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen.
What about you, Lois? I hear you're back to the books.
Yeah, I'm back to the books. I am studying.
Yes.
I'm studying my master's for special education.
Yes.
And it's very time consuming, but it's really interesting. So I'm doing lots of things at the moment. I'm studying about individual learning plans and what's effective in that area and how to, you know, what would be the best model for that. And so I'm linking it pretty closely to things like perhaps dyslexia, because in a school, in a government state school, that's probably one of the biggest areas of disability you'll have in your school, because up to 10% of your population will have dyslexia, maybe 10 to 20%. So to my mind, if I can work that one out, then maybe I've covered off a big area where we can write individual learning plans for kids that are more effective for them and their dyslexia. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And everything's due this week, like reports and assignments and the end of the term. Anyway, we won't even think about it.
Lots of things. Very busy, isn't it? And next week, of course, is Education Week here in Victoria.
Yes. Yeah, it is. We've sort of already had our Education Week activity because we had a big open day on Saturday. But I see you've got something huge planned. When are you doing all that, Jenny?
Next week we've got activities every day, and we've even got night school. And at night school we're having a QR code scavenger hunt that'll lead people all around the school following the clues. And then where they end up, they get a letter.
Right.
And this one letter joins up with all the other letters they would have collected at different places from doing activities.
To make a word.
Yes, and they've to unscramble it and make a word. So they've got to crack the code.
Once they make the word, do they get a prize?
Then once they make the word, then that's a good question, Lois. I don't know if they've thought about that at my school. What prize do you get? Okay. Interesting.
Yes, because they might be expecting something.
I think
maybe a raffle ticket.
Maybe a raffle ticket.
A raffle ticket, then they go in the draw.
Sounds a good idea, actually.
I think you'll have to get something for the draw.
Good thinking, Lois. I'll work on that. Yeah. So we've got one class that's doing iMovie and doing tutorials for parents.
That's nice.
We've got another class who are going to be showing off Minecraft, of course.
Yes.
And taking parents through. A lot of parents know their kids play it, but have got no idea.
Yep.
So that's good. We've got the blogging cafe going, where students will be helping parents comment.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes. We've got the cracking the code in Scratch, where children will be giving their parents some basic Scratch coding lessons.
To draw a little shape or something.
Draw a little shape. Yep. So they'll get their Sprite to draw a shape, which will be great.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be a busy week with a few different open times at different times. Also, we've got open times for new preps next year and all that thing happening all in the same week.
Well, actually, we have got a prep thing happening next week too, but it's not necessarily linked to open day. And I thought you meant books as in the WIM Centre. So I was thinking, oh, yes, we're having exciting time because I've started a new group because I have different groups of students all the time, but my latest group that I've started is the Prep Grade 1 Literacy Extension Group because they're just students who, well, actually they read quite independently.
They're little sponges.
Oh, they just love books and they can read the books better than I can, you know, as well as I can. So the teachers want them to develop some strategies that they can use in their classroom independently from others. Like they're way past that business of find the word, cut the words out.
Busy work, Lois.
Yeah. So they need things like we're doing Write Like the Author.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Oh, have you seen that book where the one where the crayons quit?
No.
Oh, the crayons quit and they write to the little boy and they tell him all the reasons why they quit and they all say that they've been used too much. You know, and each colour has an excuse and says, it's about stereotyping too because. Mm-hmm. Each colour says, you know, I colour all the elephants and hippopotamuses some grey. How about you let me colour in some penguins and pebbles because, you know, hippopotamuses are so big.
Mm.
So each of them has an excuse. And
sounds like a great book.
Oh, this is quite funny. Mm. And it goes through all the colours. So I didn't read all the book and I got them to choose the colours and write like the author. And they did a brilliant job. But we didn't get to the part about the stereotyping. That's probably another lesson.
Yeah.
But developing strategies like that and creating story sequence maps and different things that perhaps their teachers can say to them, right, now that we've read this story, I want you to go and create this. And so that
sounds
sort of thing.
Great.
But it's lovely having little kids that just love literacy as much as you can see their eyes light up with a book. And half the time they've read the books before I've even shown them. So
sounds
but
great.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, so that's fun.
Well, speaking of extension groups, we've got a multi-age group extension group with children.
That's a good idea.
Children from grade 1 and 2 and 5 and 6. That's a mix, isn't it?
I taught grade 2 and 5 one year.
Yeah, and these children are, last week, did the first viewing of a Periscope session.
Right.
On the internet with BTN.
Oh, okay.
So BTN were on Periscope and telling us all about the below the line challenge. And
Oh,
live below the line.
yes.
Yes.
One of my children have done
Imagine
that.
doing that $10 a week. I
Well,
know.
she did. She
Cool.
did it, and she managed on, a lot of lentils. A
Yes.
lot of lentils in that diet.
Yeah, so they're watching that every Friday, which is great, and in their multi age group, and writing questions and tweeting, and so using
That's a good activity, Jen. I love that idea.
lots of on the run literacy, reading and writing and speaking and listening. So it's really great, and they're just.
So why the mixture of grades?
I think the two teachers got together and decided that they both use Twitter and they're both been watching BTN. And these are the kids they've pulled out that are really connecting with it. So they've decided to give them some focus sessions where they can be watching Periscope and asking them directly questions and things.
And how did the little ones cope with that idea of living on, not very much food?
Great.
So they're not worried about it?
No. They just can't imagine how anyone can do it. Yeah, because the concept is, they're just like, gee, they had bread for breakfast and then they had noodles all day.
That's basically. Or they only have two meals instead of three and things like that.
So it's a really good activity for maths and all sorts of things when you think about it. What can you buy for $10 that will last you a whole week?
That's
It's
right.
just incredible. So that was really good. And I loved using Periscope. I did a test from school the other week on Periscope,
I've never heard of it, Jen.
and it's a video recording app that allows you to record and broadcast at the same time. It ties in with Twitter, so
Perhaps I have heard of it, but I'd forgotten.
it automatically sends out in your tweet feed that you're going to broadcast, and then people that follow you can come on and follow you in Periscope and watch. While they watch, they can type in comments that will just come on your screen. It's one-way video, but they can put in their text as you see
So,
it. It records it and keeps it online for 24 hours.
what's the video that the people are seeing?
They see you. And they can also press in the corner and hearts come up when they like something. So it's liking like Facebook and things. And as a user of Periscope, you actually get a tally of how many hearts you've had, sort of thing. And people go by that for certain things, whatever they're doing. But it only lasts stays on there for 24 hours, though. But if you miss it, you can watch it, a few hours later, it'll still be there.
So how have you
So that's
managed that
great.
with parent permissions?
Well, we're not showing ourselves, we're just watching it.
Oh, I thought you were doing the other way around. I'm thinking,
No.
how are you doing that, Jen?
I did
Oh,
I did do a test one myself, that was just
Yes.
myself, because Periscope did have some problems with the proxies at school, of course.
Yes, of course.
So we have to actually run it through 3G
Yep.
on our own things
Oh, okay.
to
Oh,
make
my
it work.
gosh.
And then also it has a bit of a problem 3G with our buildings, with all the aluminium and
Yes,
corrugated iron.
Well,
So, but
yeah,
we
what
managed to get it to work, so it was like
Oh,
great.
okay.
But
Sounds interesting.
I'm really hoping to do a live Periscope from Minecraft Club. And luckily all my students have parent consent to be on the internet and things.
But you'll have to have
And if they don't,
specific
they won't
consent
be
now.
on.
You'll have to have actual well-informed consent where they actually are consenting to be on Periscope on Twitter.
That's right.
So you'll have to send them a new form.
It's not actually on Twitter, it's just sort of connected to Twitter. So if we tweet it out from our class account, it would be the other classes that follow us and perhaps some parents that follow us that
Would
would
see that.
be on it. But again, I wouldn't be focusing on the students per se and
No, be hands or something or what the
Zoom,
work is.
that's right, more the work and what's happening, but perhaps with their audio of talking.
It is tricky these days, though. It is very tricky.
Yeah, well, you need the permission because you never know what's happening with families.
Well, it's just the new regulations, isn't it? They have to have, what is it called? Well-informed and something consent to be on
Right.
anything.
Parents need to know what it's all about
That's right.
because some of them don't know and just sign it and send it back and they don't really realise.
Well, and then if they saw it and were unhappy, you'd be in trouble,
That's right.
unfortunately. Anyway, then now let's move on because we're nearly through. We're
Going well, aren't
three
we?
parts, yes. Dominoes, Jenny.
Well, the big dominoes give out from Woolworths.
Yes.
Oh, I was
Which
collecting
I don't
those.
go to Woolworths, so I didn't get any, but never
Well,
mind.
I don't, but I made a few special trips
Oh, did you? Change
because
supermarkets for a short time. That was good marketing, wasn't
a lot of them are my favourite movies.
it?
So So anyway, I've still got a few I need. We're going to have a big swap day next week at school because
Oh.
there's kids at school still haven't got them all either. And I always found out that Woolworths were having a swap day when it was over.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I took all my spares to school and set them up, and I bought one of those marble run things that go with the dominoes in
Yes,
Woolworths. They've
yeah.
got a whole lot of different ones, and you just
Okay.
put your dominoes up, and then you push one and they all fall
Yeah,
down.
yeah, yeah.
So it's like that. So I set that up as one of my stations in the WIM Centre,
Oh, they'd love that.
and wondering, imagining, and making centre. And before we watched it, though, we watched the Dominoes World Record YouTubes and watched them where they're doing, 500,000 dominoes in this setup that took them so many days in a massive gymnasium. And it's just, they are amazing to watch. And I'm surprised how long the kids will sit there and watch these for, because some of them go for quite a while. And just the setting up. So we watched that, and I've also put on a Rube Goldberg machine, one that shows one of the Rube Goldberg machines. And the kids love watching that because it gives them all ideas about machines they could make. And it's sort of connected to dominoes. That's what dominoes are like, really. One hitting the other and going around. And then I say, now here's the station, and they've got 38 dominoes, which is not a huge
No,
amount.
it's not 500,000.
And they've got to line them all up in a certain shape or whatever, make it look nice or whatever. And then when they're ready to go, they drop the marble, and I come over with a camera and or someone videos it, and they suddenly realise this is not as easy as it looked.
No.
Yeah, so but they love doing it, so they all had a turn at that
Oh,
during the week.
it's all about estimation and guessing and reevaluating and problem
Yes.
solving.
Yes, and then your Rube Goldberg type machines and things, it's all about procedural text and putting things in the right order, sequencing, which is the same as our coding.
So that's why you've put a link to both of those things in our show notes so that
Yes.
we can go on and find more about that.
Yes. Yeah, people can have a look at that and see what they can set up. I'm actually one of my things I really want to make in the WIM Centre is with a pegboard. Remember the old pegboards? They've got those holes in it, you can put things in them.
Make patterns on them.
Well, what you do is you set up actually a Rube Goldberg thing with pegs and wood going down, and you run your marble down, and you have all different sorts of things hooked onto this with pegs and
Sounds like
things
fun.
into the hole, and they create their own little marble runs doing all different things on the board.
Oh, well, we'll need a photo of that on the blog as well, Jen, when you get that going.
Yes, I will.
So that'll require a photo.
Yeah,
I
that'll be really a lot of fun and easy to just pull out off the board and then reassemble.
wonder if the pegboards have been thrown out.
Well, I'm looking for pegboards, so I'll try. Wonder if they have it at Bunnings. They might, anyway.
I might.
So, and then the kids will video, of course, and do something with their video, which is always great to add the digital
Yes.
enhancement of the
Yes,
activity.
it is, isn't it?
Get it recorded
We're
and do something with it.
still trying to get these things up and running in my school.
Are you?
Soon,
Oh,
soon.
you'll get there.
I'll get there.
You'll get there,
Yes.
yes.
But we're doing the Maths Olympiad this week, Jenny.
Right. What's that involve?
Well, I haven't done it before. It's a competition run over a number of months, and there's like one competition each month. And so you enter a team of students. So I've entered my maths extension class because apparently the questions are reasonably hard. And then that you get the problems on the day, which is May the 20th this month, and the kids sit work about solving it, and then I enter in their answers, and I'm not sure what happens after that, but apparently, it's some sort of competition, so eventually there are winners, there are team winners.
What sort of problems would they be?
I think they would be big thinking problems,
Right, okay. I'd love to see what the problem is when you get it. Will you be able to share the problem?
Well, you can actually look it up online. Maths Olympiad have some practice ones online.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to that site,
Yeah.
you can see what sort of things they are. So we've been doing some fair bit of problem solving the last few weeks, but this first one has snuck up on me a bit. I was thinking I had a bit longer. And they rang me and said, "Oh, you're joining the Maths Olympiad this year." I said, "Oh, yes, of course I am." Anyway, I'll see how that goes. I'll let you know what sort of problems there are in the next episode of Are You Connected?
You'll have to put us onto which website it is too, because when you look up Math Olympiad, there's a lot of websites
Oh,
about.
okay. Oh, yeah, I'll put
So
that in the show notes
I'm
too.
wondering which one it actually is, because there are lots there.
It has a strange name, actually.
Is it
Like
like
in
APSMO?
yes,
That it?
something like, yep, that's it. Yeah, I think so.
APSMO.
Yeah, that's it. It's got a
APSMO.
strange acronym.
APSMO.
It's
Ah, there it is.
Australian.
APSMO. Oh, it's quite a nice site. It's got maths games and all sorts of things.
It's got two competitions. One is slightly easier than the other, apparently, which is a new one. which might be the maths games.
Yeah.
But traditionally, the students in the school I'm in have always done the maths Olympiad. So I thought I won't buck tradition just yet.
Yeah, and there's also got a great poster on that front page. In how many different ways can you solve these problems? Yeah, that looks great, doesn't it?
It's got a few things on there. Mm. So, but that's I like the fact that it runs over a number of months, and you can do a few different things.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good.
There's lots of interesting things I'm going to be hunting around on there, looking on that site. Okay.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Mm. So we've only got a few minutes left, Jen. Anything else you wanted to add to the podcast tonight? Slide to Learn's coming up.
Slide to Learn's coming up in July, yes, in Tasmania. Yes,
in Tasmania. I'm about to start looking around for a few things to visit in Tasmania.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Have a little trip while we're there.
Yeah, it should be great. You've still got time to register for that. Anyone who's listening who hasn't registered, there's still time to register. And come down to Tassie and have a great time in Hobart.
Well, and all the workshops are online now. They can see them. So
see what's on, what's up. Yep. Yeah, before then, I've only got 3 weeks to go and I'm off to Tucson.
Tucson. 3 weeks and you're off to Tucson.
Yep, three weeks and I'm off to Tucson over there to Mobile 2015. So that'll be lots of fun.
Yeah.
Catching up with everybody in my personal learning network.
So you're presenting over there?
I am presenting, yes, a couple of
sessions. Are you doing the coding presentation?
I'm doing a coding presentation, and I love the fact that now there is a full-blown Scratch app.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Because I've just had Scratch Junior. Is there another one?
Yeah, this is the real one, not Scratch Junior. Because
Scratch Junior is kind of pretty cute. Have you used Scratch Junior?
Yeah, it's a little bit basic, but it's good.
But it is, but it's amazing what you can actually do with it when you start fiddling with it.
It is. Well, the new one, the name is Pionki.
Oh, really?
Pionkee.
Pionk. Well, why did they change the name?
Well, I think it's
it's like Python, is it?
Yeah, Python and
Scratch or something together? No.
Python and Monkey, is it?
Pionky. I don't know what that is, because Python's like a language of its own, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So
Pionki. Why would they do that?
Well, I think Scratch might be a version from
Python, do you?
Python, yeah.
No, I don't know. We'd have to ask our friend Daryl.
I think if you Google it, you might find something like that. It's based on Scratch, but when it turns on the app on your iPad, it looks identical to what you see.
Oh, great.
And it has all the links you can upload to the site.
Is it
and
free
everything.
As well?
I think it was free, yes.
Yep, because everything else has been free, so I'd be surprised if that had a cost to it.
You've got all your sprites and everything. And
lovely.
Your folder where you get all different sprites from, and it's really great. It just looks identical. They've done such a great job.
Well, I'm about to start configuring some iPads, and so that will definitely be on the list.
And, you know, I think I found it by mistake, by accident.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, if they don't call it Scratch, how are we going to find it?
That's right, yeah. So Pionki, and it's drag and drop all your things in like you would on an iPad, and it just works. So it's really nice. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's a great thing to finish on, Jen.
It is. Well, thanks for today, Lois, and thanks to all our listeners for listening to Are You Connected?
Yeah, thank you, Jen, and we'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.